Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
What was the Sorkin thing again?
I don't know. Can we say Sorkin?
With a great creak of wood and a rattle of chains, the drawbridge slowly lowers across the moat. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 73 out of 100.
Go south.
Vestibule. You're standing in a dimly lit vestibule just inside the tower's entrance. The drawbridge is open across the moat to the north. A short corridor leads south into the tower. Turn back, brave adventurer! You stare in horror to the platypus chained to the floor. It's Princess Tasmania!
Do we have a key?
Can they make a Wishbringer movie?
You're holding a bottle, a horseshoe, a pair of 3D glasses, a small stone, and a violet note. Behind you, cries the princess. It's a trap! Too late. The drawbridge crashes shut against the tower wall. You turn to face your enemy and find yourself staring into the open maw of Mr. Crisp. Nice of you to drop by, he sneers as a gigantic boot pins you to the ground. Saves me the bother of tracking you down. Torture chamber. You're chained up in the corner of a dim, stuffy chamber deep within the bowels of the tower. The walls gleam with obscure medical instruments and diabolical torture machine occupies most of the opposite corner. Princess Tasmania is clamped into the torture machine. A ladder rises to meet an open hatch in the middle of the ceiling. Mr. Crisp is fondling the instruments one by one.
Where did we just go with this? Wow. Okay.
Apparently, I would say, depending on your proclivities, we might have won the game.
Yeah. Mr. Okay. Crisp fondling his instruments one by
so,
one.
So... We still have...
Oh, no, Mr. Chris. All right, anyway.
Right, so I'm guessing we can't just pull on our chains and get them out. So can we add...
Do we still have our inventory?
You're holding a bottle, a horseshoe, a pair of 3D glasses, a small stone, and a violet note. Mr. Crisp dangles a rusty key in front of your face. This is the key to your chain, he announces. Say goodbye to it. He drops the key into his coat pocket and laughs like a madman. Your laughter is like one gone mad, notes Princess Tasmania observantly. Silence! He grips a control on the lever of the torture machine. One more peep, Your Highness, and I'll push this lever up and reward your insolence with pain. Capital P, pain.
What a terrible sound. Your laughter is like one gone mad, notes Princess Tasmania observantly.
Yeah, it's a Tasmanian devil.
Was it like a thought bubble?
Well, yeah, it's just when you note something, it's sort of like, well, you observe and put it to the side. Here she's yelling it out. Your laughter is like one gone mad, notes Princess Tasmania.
I think that's not observantly. The part that, yeah, the notes, it's not notes that pisses me off, it's notes observantly. Like,
yeah, with the exclamation point, like the whole thing is just very strange.
It's like, how dare you? They yelled loudly.
Yeah.
Douglas Adams, strange author, I guess.
Okay. Can we wish for the key?
Refer to the manual inside your Wishbringer package for the correct way to make a wish. Mr. Crisp snaps on a pair of rubber gloves and smiles wickedly. Are you carrying anything interesting? He asks, looking you up and down. I'd hate to start my experiments without giving you a chance to bribe me.
Give him a rock? No. That's probably a bad idea.
How do we make a wish?
Well, I'll give you a clue. You don't have to make a wish here. I don't think you need any more wishes for the rest of the game.
We have to make a wish?
What? It's the name of the game!
You could have wished yourself out of the jail. You could have wished for light anytime it was dark.
So the... title of the game is the second option in three occasions that are not necessary to win the game.
Okay, what are we supposed to do then? We're chained up. What do we have?
Well,
we have...
clearly he wants us to bribe him, right? Do we need to bring this rock back to anyone?
I don't like that answer.
Throw rock at head. No.
Or chained up.
Oh, yeah. So that wouldn't work.
Can we open the bottle? Because there's something in the bottle.
Okay. The bottle is now open. Mr. Crisps yanks the bottle away from you and looks it over casually. Fascinating, he mutters, throwing it to the floor.
That was a good bottle. I don't know.
Do you want to try giving him the rock? And just, should we save before we give him the rock?
Probably.
Do we have to get the rock to the right people? They're right.
This is the, what was the note again? I'm forgetting what the I feel like note the, was.
We had to give the note to the Postmaster General or whatever he is.
Is Mr. Crisp the Postmaster General?
Oh, so we should probably give him the note.
Yeah, give him the note. Yeah, that's good.
Mr. Crisp takes the violet note and stares at it. His face turns pale. Where did this come from? He whispers, opening it. An unbearably sweet expression spreads over his face as he reads. The violet note falls from his hands. I've got to run, Mr. Crisp cries, tossing his white lab coat into the corner and stuffing his shirt tails into his pants. Violet scolds me when I'm late. He struggles into a hideous velvet blazer, pushes the comb through his hair, and scampers up the ladder like a little boy. The hatch closes with a hollow thud.
Take coat. And we can't, but we could try.
The chains cut painfully into your wrists as you strain to grasp the white lab coat. Your fingertips brush against the collar. There, you got it! You hear the distant rattle of a drawbridge opening. Princess Tasmania breathes a sigh of relief.
Get key in lab coat.
Taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 76 of 100. You hear the distant rattle of a drawbridge closing. Princess Tasmania strains against her clamps. Release me from this torture machine, brave adventurer. Please pull down this lever and set me free.
We should unlock our chains.
Pull down the...
Well, unlock our chains first with the key.
Okay, the chain is now unlocked and open. Your score just went up by 1 point. Your total score is 77 out of 100. The merest pull of the lever will gain my freedom, cries Princess Tasmania.
That pull sounds lever. Suspicious.
Give college try.
The clamps on the torture machine retract, and Princess Tasmania leaps off. She's free! Again you spare my unworthy life, brave adventurer. The platypus humbly licks your shoe, to your considerable embarrassment. My father, King Atenus, does not forget such kindness. The little creature produces a silver whistle from her gown and blows into it gently. A clear, sweet note stills the night with its beauty. Your journey is not yet ended, she warns as a whirlpool of colored light envelopes her.
Envelopes.
I knew it as soon as I said it.
You sent like mail.
She warns as a whirlpool of colored lights envelops. She warns as a whirlpool of colored light envelops her. But even if you fail, your deeds shall live forever in our legends. Have faith. When the color fades, Princess Tasmania is gone.
All right. Oh, no. All right, look around.
Torture chamber. You're in a dim, stuffy chamber deep within the bowels of the tower. The walls gleam with obscure medical instruments, and a diabolical torture machine occupies most of the opposite corner. A ladder rises to meet a closed hatch in the middle of the ceiling. You can see a violet note here, and a bottle here.
Oh, take bottle. Never mind. I was wrong.
Bottle taken.
Should we take the note again?
Do we need it?
Note taken.
And were we able to read the note? I forget. That was like a while ago, I guess.
Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 80 out of 100. The handwritten note says, Corky Poo, I've got a plate of fresh oatmeal cookies waiting for you. Come over around 6-ish, and I'll show you my collection of Byron first editions, etc. Violet. P.S. If my little poodle yaps at you, just say, Alexis, heal, and she'll behave.
Ooh.
Hey, Alexa, heal.
All right.
All right.
Go up ladder.
The hatch is closed.
Open hatch. Yeah.
The heavy hatch opens reluctantly.
Go up.
Round chamber. You're in a round chamber at the very heart of the tower. The clammy stone walls are hung with a series of paintings, all the same size and identically framed. Years of neglect have blackened the art almost beyond recognition. In the corner is an open hatch. Peering downward, you see a ladder descending into gloom. A corridor disappears to the north, and a damp stairway winds upward into the tower.
Ooh, which way do we go?
Let's go north.
Vestibule. You're standing in a dimly lit vestibule just inside the tower's entrance. The drawbridge is closed against the north wall. A short corridor leads south into the tower.
South.
Round chamber.
Go up damp stairway.
Fuzziness. Everything around you appears blurry and blurred.
Put on glasses.
Wow. As you put on the glasses, the room fuses into a solid three-dimensional image. Laboratory. The highest room in the tower is a laboratory, complete with bubbling chemicals and foul odors. An antique telescope is mounted near an open window to the north, and a control panel occupies most of the south wall. The only exit is a damp stairway leading downward. A black cat is sound asleep in the corner. There's a broom here.
Okay, so we're probably going to have to fly on the broom to escape, I imagine.
Yeah, you could just jump out the window.
Take broom.
Your load is too heavy.
Drop note. Mm-hmm. I think we don't need the note anymore. Take broom.
Note dropped. Your load is too heavy.
Drop lab coat. Key or lab coat? Yeah.
Lab coat dropped.
Take broom.
Broom taken.
Yeah, should we look through the telescope?
Yeah, let's take a look. What do we got?
Peering through the antique telescopes makes everything appear much closer.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Can we take the telescope?
The antique telescope is bolted securely in place.
Okay, and there's a cat. Take cat?
Your load is too heavy.
Can we take the cat?
Fry cat. That.
No. Drop rusty key.
Key dropped.
Take cat.
Cat.
Your load is too heavy.
Drop bottle.
Bottle dropped.
Take cat. Cat.
Do we need the bottle?
Your load is too heavy.
All right.
When did we use the bottle? I do not remember.
We never used it. We got it at the Groo's Nest.
Should we pet cat? See what it does?
The black cat awakens at your touch and purrs agreeably.
Aww.
Okay, I think there's nothing we have to do with the cat. Let's just take bottle.
Bottle taken. The black cat scampers restlessly around.
We can't give the cat anything.
Did we have a window of time we had to do something to the cat?
Let's take... We already have the broom, right? How do we use the broom? Do we need the broom for anything? Is it just a cleaning broom?
In the broom for something. Show broom to cat?
It seems doubtful that the black cat would be interested. The black cat scampers away behind your back. You turn to catch it, but it's gone without a trace.
I feel like we missed something.
I don't care. I think we're fine.
You want to look at... It's fine? What the hell? Anyway.
A cat in a game. That's not the first time that's happened.
Let's look at the control panel.
The control panel is equipped with two large power switches.
Rest turn panel? Switch? Turn on switch or something like that?
Turn switch?
Use switch?
Switches?
Which switch do you mean? The first switch or the second switch?
Examine switches.
Which switch do you mean? The first switch or...
Examine first switch.
First switch. Examine first switch.
The first switch is labeled Palace Theater and is turned off.
Examine second
switch.
The second switch is labeled Security and is turned on.
Turn off second switch. And turn on first switch.
Okay, the second switch is turned off. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 83 out of 100.
We're a B-minus student.
Yeah.
Okay, the first switch is turned on.
I don't think we had to do that. I just figured we'd do it.
Okay. Let's leave. There's nothing else here, right?
Fuzziness. Everything around you appears blurry and fuzzy.
Take glasses off.
Okay, you're no longer wearing the pair of 3D glasses. Round chamber. You're in a round chamber at the very heart of the tower. In the corner is an open hatch, peering downward. You see a ladder descending into gloom. A corridor disappears to the north, and a damp stairway winds upward towards the tower. The clammy stone walls are hung with a series of paintings, all the same size and identically framed. Years of neglect have blackened the art almost beyond recognition.
Examine paintings?
There are 13 paintings in the series. It seems to be a tragic sequence involving a beautiful princess and a wicked queen.
Examine first painting?
You can't see any first painting here.
All right, I don't think there's anything we have to do with it.
Should we go down?
I think we have to go up the vestibule? Or is there anything else we want to do in the vestibule? Well,
the vestibule's a way out, isn't it? That takes us to the drawbridge.
We should probably go to the bathroom before we leave.
And if we go down, we go to the torture chamber.
Yeah, it seems like the torture chamber is over with, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, so we should just go up to the vestibule.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, then let's go.
Vestibule. You're standing in a dimly lit vestibule just inside the tower's entrance. The drawbridge is closed against the north wall. A short corridor leads south into the tower.
Open drawbridge?
You can't. The mechanism that controls the drawbridge is hidden.
Say,
Sorkin.
Sorkin.
The word Sorkin isn't useful here.
Use broom.
How do you intend to use that?
Why with broom?
You can't do that without magic.
Wish?
Okay. Wish to fly?
The story can't understand the word fly when you use it that way.
Alright.
There's an use magic on broom? Can it be that stupid?
The sentence doesn't make sense. Please reword it or try something else.
So what did we miss in the house?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it's with the paintings?
I guess so. Let's go back south.
Up? South? What? I don't...
Round chamber.
Hey, can we go up from the vestibule? I thought the vestibule was...
I cannot picture this space.
Can we go back up north again? I'm sorry.
Vestibule.
And look around.
Vestibule. You're standing in a dimly lit vestibule just inside the tower's entrance. The drawbridge is closed against the north wall. A short corridor leads south into the tower.
Okay, then
go south.
Huh? Yeah, that's where we were from, so I guess we can only go south. Unless we can go east or west.
There's no exit that way. There's no exit that way.
Okay, then let's go south. South.
Round chamber.
So something with these paintings.
Can we move paintings?
Moving aside one of the paintings reveals a metal crank attached to the wall.
Turn metal crank?
It's very Wolfenstein 3D.
As you turn the metal crank, you hear the distant rattle of a drawbridge opening. Your score just went up by 1 point. Your total score is 84 out of 100.
Go north.
Beast.
Vestibule.
Go north.
Hilltop. The moment you take your foot off the drawbridge, it swings up over the moat and closes with a mighty thud.
What a poorly designed drawbridge. Okay, so we're at the hilltop. We want to get back home now, right?
What's the map again?
We're going to go to the post office? So go... Oh, no, the tower is the post office, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think in this world, mm-hmm. The tower is the post office.
Yeah.
So what haven't we done?
Well, now we can go east and say Alexis heal. So I think we should go east and see if we can go back to the park.
Okay.
Outside cottage. You're outside the cottage of Miss Voss, the former town librarian. The road turns north towards the village and bends upward to the summit of the post office hill. As you approach the cottage, you are greeted by the biggest hellhound you've ever seen in your entire life. It charges across the street, roaring angrily and showing its sharp, bloody fangs. The vulture hovers overhead. You can smell the hellhound's hot breath as it roars.
Say, Alexis, heal.
Alexis pricks up her ears at the sound of her name. She sits obediently at your feet, gently licks your hand, and thumps her big tail happily. Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total score is 89 out of 100.
Tommy Lee, B-plus student.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We have to refer back to the map.
Into the post office, right?
No, the post office is the...
I mean, we could go into the cottage, rather. Or the rotary south.
The cottage door is closed.
Open door.
Okay, the cottage door is open. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the north.
Enter cottage.
The hellhound thumps its big tail happily as you pass. Cottage. This is the cottage of Miss Voss, the former town librarian. The walls are lined with time-worn books and dusty faded photographs. Looks like nobody's lived here for a long time. There's a dusty bookcase with a steel key on it near the open front door. Somebody has scrawled a message in the dust on the bookcase.
Read message?
Look at message, yeah.
The scrawled message is enclosed in a heart-shaped outline. It says, Violet plus Corky. XXXX.
Take key?
Key taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total is 92 out of 100.
Ooh, A-.
There you go.
Okay.
Is it possible to beat this game without getting 100? Or do we have to, does every way to beat it require you to get 100 points?
There's ways you can lose points and still beat the game.
Did we ever lose any points?
We did once.
But we did?
Once, we reset it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we look at photographs, or do you guys think we're done with this?
I think I'll look at photographs. Okay.
Unfortunately, you don't have time for browsing.
I think we're done with this.
What do we do with the key?
Well, we have to go to the theater, right? Because we turned it on for some reason. Yeah, we did that. Why did we turn on the theater power?
Because they were turned off before. So it was just off from something. So I just think that's related.
So we're at the cottage. Where do we go from the cottage?
So we have a key from the cottage. What do we do with the key?
Can we put the key into the message? Is it like
say again?
Like, can we examine the message? Is there like a lock somewhere?
The scrawled message is enclosed in a heart-shaped outline. It says, Violet plus Corky, XXXX.
Can we just look again?
Cottage. This is the cottage of Miss Voss, the former town librarian. The walls are lined with time-worn books and dusty faded photos.
Near the open front door, somebody has wrote a
examine,
message.
We didn't examine bookcase.
Can we pull book from bookcase?
Unfortunately, you don't have time for browsing.
Can we close the door?
Okay, the cottage door is now closed.
Can we lock the door with the key?
What do you want to lock the door with?
Lock door with key.
A quick test shows that the steel key won't lock the cottage door.
Okay. Well, now that the door is closed, can we try examining the books again?
Unfortunately, you don't have time for browsing.
A push or something? I don't know. Can we take photograph off of...
Unfortunately, you don't have time for browsing.
Ugh. Open the door. Get the hell out of here.
Okay. The cottage door is now open.
That's an exit?
Outside cottage. A happy hellhound is thumping its tail nearby.
Where's the library? That's the question.
There's no library.
We can get the map up. Like the map. And I think... I guess we go north.
Rotary South. This is the south side of Witchville Rotary. A road branches south towards the post office hill. The Witchville Public Library, once famous for its museum of local historic artifacts, stands in a pitiful state of disrepair.
Enter library.
The library door is closed.
Open door with key.
Yeah.
Unlock. Unclock. Unclock.
Unclock it. Okay, the library door is now unlocked and open. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 95 out of 100.
Ooh, we're an A student. Okay, enter.
All right, so go in. Yeah.
Circulation desk. You're standing before a large desk at the library entrance. The top of the desk is almost hidden under a clutter of books, all gray with dust. A dark corridor leads south into darkness. The library door stands invitingly open.
Go south.
A sudden noise stops you in your track. Bang! The library door slams shut. You hear a faint click as somebody locks it from the outside.
Examine?
I think we can... Yeah, just examine. We might be in the same place, but I don't know.
Circulation desk.
Let's go south.
Museum. Formerly a popular tourist attraction, the old Festerin Museum is in a sorry state. Many of its best exhibits have been carted away. The few remaining are sorely in need of renovation. There's a glass display case in the corner. You can see a sculpture in the case.
Open case?
You can't do that. It's locked.
Unlock case?
What do you want to unlock the case with?
Unlock case with key? Maybe it's a...
A quick test shows that the steel key won't unlock the display case.
Break glass with horseshoe?
Crash! You broke the display case
it
with
had
the
a
horseshoe.
It's gonna get rid of it.
A take.
Sculpture?
Yeah.
Your load is too heavy.
Drop the horseshoe. I'm done with it.
Horseshoe dropped.
Take sculpture.
Sculpture taken.
Okay. I feel like that we didn't need this at all, but I don't care.
The black marble sculpture is about 14 inches high. It's exquisitely crafted in the likeness of a cat. You can see a round, shallow hole carved into the forehead of the sculpture.
Put the stone in the hole.
Wishbringer glows brighter as it nears the sculpture. It looks like it will fit perfectly into the black forehead. Wait, commands a familiar voice. You turn and see the figure of an old woman standing in the darkness of the corridor. "Your quest has ended, brave adventurer," says the old woman. "The sculpture you hold is Chaos. The Cat Witch was stolen. Now give Witchbringer to me, and together we shall rejoice in your success."
No.
Do you want to put Witchbringer in the sculpture?
Should we save? we did save.
No, we have no choice now. We have to do not too long ago. The world ends in a fiery...
"Don't!" barks the old woman as your hand moves closer to the sculpture. Do you still want to put Witchbringer into the sculpture?
Yeah.
Might as
well. No! A blast of magic shakes the building as Witchbringer touches the forehead of the sculpture. Violet sheets of energy, pure and brilliant, erupt from the very heart of the stone and illuminate the room like daylight. The woman's disguise evaporates into the glare. It's the evil one! Her mouth frozen open in a wail of despair as she fades into oblivion. The memory of that face will haunt your dreams as long as you live. You feel the sculpture become soft and warm in your hands. It wriggles like a thing alive. It leaps out of your arms and disappears into the vortex of color. The library unfolds around you like the closing of a great book. Cliff Edge. You're standing high on a rocky cliff at the top of a steep trail leading downward. Looking southeast, you can see a friendly orange sun rising from a bank of morning clouds. Post Office Hill is visible to the south, topped as usual by the Festoran Post Office. The magic shop stands nearby. A black cat is rubbing against your leg.
Pet cat.
The black cat mews affectionately.
Do we leave? Do we go back to the post office?
I think we go to magic shop.
We could do that. Enter magic shop. Enter Shoppy. I think we have to open door.
The magic shop door is closed. The black cat begins scratching urgently on the magic shop door.
Open door.
That's odd. Despite your best efforts, the front door refuses to budge.
What items do we have?
You're holding a steel key, a bottle, a broom, a pair of 3D glasses, and a small stone.
Unlock door with key. It might need stone, I don't know.
A quick test shows that the steel key won't unlock the magic shop door. The door of the magic shop creaks open, and the old woman, dressed in a nightgown, stands blinking in the morning sun. Who's there? The black cat leaps into the woman's arms. Chaos! She cries, laughing and sobbing all at once as the cat licks tears of joy from her face. At last, the old woman lowers Chaos to the ground and walks over to where you're standing, red with embarrassment. Now you know me for the old liar I am, she chuckles, clasping your hands gratefully in her own. I promised to give you Witchbringer, knowing full well that, if you succeeded, its virtue would be lost. In truth, the stone would make a poor reward, she continues, stooping to tickle the cat's white forehead. As you can see, it brings more joy in the shape of a companion than in any other. This is Witchbringer's finest magic. A pity that my sister, the evil one, did not know of it. The old woman pulls Mrs. Voss's violet note from an obscure pocket and hands it to you. Make sure you give this to Mr. Crisp when you see him, she says with a sly wink, and tell him I said hello. Cradling Chaos in her arms like a child, the old woman ambles back into the magic shop. Farewell, she calls from the closing door, and the sunlight makes her face look young. You are now a true adventurer. A concealed bell tinkles merrily. Congratulations! You've finished the story of Witchbringer. Your score is 100 points out of 100 in 376 moves.
What happens if we say no?
I think it ends. I think we get 95 and just still don't succeed.
You want to try it?
Sure, why not?
What the hell?
All right, audience, we've completed the game. We're very excited, but we kind of want to know what would happen if we indeed did give the Witchbringer Stone to the evil one. So we're going to jump and do that now.
Oh, it's Clue.
Or like Wayne's World. All right, let's do the evil one ending. Excellent.
We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Go south, I think. Oh, no, we enter by... Oh, did we already do it? Yeah, no, we enter now.
The library door is now unlocked and open. Circulation desk.
Oh, south and south.
So, right. And then we go south, and then we go south again.
A sudden noise stops you in your track. Yep. Museum. There's break, a glassy display smash. Case in the corner.
Break case with horseshoe!
Crash, you broke the display case with the horseshoe.
Drop the horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Too heavy.
Horseshoe dropped. Yeah.
Take sculpture.
Sculpture taken.
Put stone in sculpture. I don't know if we asked this examiner or not.
Yeah. Wishbringer glows brighter as it nears the sculpture. Wait, commands a familiar voice. Do you still want to put Wishbringer into the sculpture?
Nah.
Okay, you're still holding Wishbringer. The old woman steps out of darkness and moves towards you. Give me the stone, she says. I want to make certain you haven't damaged it.
No. Can we just keep saying no?
Give woman stone?
The old woman takes Wishbringer from you, holds it up, and gazes into its depths. Wishbringer, she whispers deep in her throat. The stone begins to pulse with crimson light. In its sinister glow, the old woman's disguise melts away. It's the evil one! A fool, she cackles wildly, and the sculpture shatters to pieces at the sound. My sister was a fool to send the likes of you on such a quest. Does she think a mail clerk can save the world from wickedness? Begone! With a wave of her warty hand, the evil one turns you into a giant army boot. Looks like the story's over. But don't despair. Interactive fiction lets you learn from your mistakes. Your score is 95 points out of 100 in 366 moves. That's a fun ending, too.
Turn into a boot.
Yeah. I think that's a good ending.
You like that ending better? Yeah. You'd rather be a boot than save a cat?
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of Wishbringer?
It was good.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fine. It was nice and fluffy.
Fluffy.
I think it's all its personality is in the relationship between the hero and the postmaster.
Mr. Crisp?
Yeah, the platypus. At the beginning, I just loved him like appearing on hills, pointing at his watch whenever you're trying to find the magic shop. And I can see the platypuses.
Of the three or four games we've played now, so The Hobbit from 1982, Zork,
Worth.
Hitchhiker's Guide, or Wishbringer, which of the four do we think was either the best made game, most fun to play?
Zork, I think, was the best.
Zork.
I think this is second.
Yeah, it's hard to say with Hitchhikers, but I think this is more fun than The Hobbit. But it's not as broad. The Hobbit world, I think, is a larger world. At least it felt like it. This is a fairly small world, but...
Yeah, fairly contained, and then they kind of guide you. So it felt even smaller than...
Yeah, it seems like it isn't... It seems like it's the easiest game we've played.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Great. All right, guys. Well, we'll start prepping for Season 4, audience. We don't know what we're playing. But as soon as we know, we'll either make an announcement right here on this podcast feed or in this YouTube channel. Can't wait to talk with you then.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. And Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,